Hello, good evening, and welcome to another episode of the Evening Almanac with comedian Jamie Jackson. Hi, how are you doing? I had a gig last night. Yeah, had a gig last night. Got my ass kicked a tiny bit. It was, I don't want to be that guy, but I'm going to be a little bit. I'm blaming the room. It was for a promoter who I normally love, and he normally does great gigs, but this is just not a room that comedy should be performed in. It's far, far too noisy. You can hardly hear, for like five rows back, four rows back, wherever all the comedians were sitting, in a small room, and you can hardly hear what the comedian was saying, and they've got a mic. It was terrible. But it was looking good. I opened, it forced me to work. And I don't mind those spots, because it forces you to work. And I did an open spot, I opened, to a full room on the 31st of Jan, just another comedy club in St Albans, and I even fucked up a little bit when I did it, but I didn't mind. It's like, there's something about doing a gig which is hard and a slog, because your brain is working, you're trying to get the audience to talk to you and engage. I mean, these people were miserable. When I came on, I said, hello, no response. Everyone just staring at me, and there was, hang on, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, somewhere between about 10 and 14 real people. It was getting nothing. I was miserable. I felt like saying, oh, fuck off. And then two other people arrived halfway through the set, so I chatted to them as well. And it was good. I realised I was kind of going off piece. I was trying to get stuff out of people. And it wasn't a good gig. It gave my ego a kick. But it also forced me to be like, right, how am I going to deal with this situation, this noisy room, this really dry crowd, everyone just staring at me. Like, I was saying some jokes and they were falling on their ass. And I was like, well, that's the punchline, mate, so you got to get on board. And looking back at it on video, you can see that I'm working hard. I'm working really hard and I'm doing a lot of smiling and chatting. And it's good. I'm happy with my performance considering the conditions. Do you know what I mean? It's like doing a marathon time, but it was really wet and icy, and your marathon time isn't that great, but you're like, hey, that tested me, and considering the conditions, I'm happy. So there you go, like a racehorse, considering the conditions, I'm satisfied with that performance. But oh man, it makes you realize that lower down comedy, right? I mean, higher up comedy, if you fuck up, there's more risk, you know, and it's more embarrassing. But lower down comedy, it can be such a fucking grift. Is that the right word? Graft. I think graft is what I'm looking for, not grift. Grift is a con, isn't it? Well, it's a bit of a grift too. But yes, it's much more of a graft. It's harder. And every time you play a gig, because that was essentially an open mic, it was 10 minutes, and there was only six of us or something, but that you could consider an open mic gig. Not getting paid, just, you know, people coming along, if they come along, it's not ticketed or anything like that. It's a fucking slog. And then you go to an event which is ticketed, people live outside of London and they've paid to come and see comedians, and then suddenly they're like, you know, laugh at everything you do because they've come out to a comedy night. Whereas this is people just wandering up from a pub, sitting in a really fucking noisy room. And anyway, it was nearly 2 hours for me to get there, which is ridiculous because it was in, I won't say where it is, but it's right down south, basically. And of London, I'm talking about. And just getting there from where I live is very difficult. So, yes, that's that. That's the news. But look, this is all part of comedy. This is, you know, if you're getting up on stage and you're telling jokes, I don't care what room it is, you're a comedian. And don't sell yourself short. So that was that. I'm now listening to Adam Bloom on a podcast, TVI, my favourite podcast. I went and found him before I went on this dog walk. I thought, I'm going to listen to Adam Bloom. He obviously did the podcast circuit when his book, whatever it is, The Complete Guide to Stand-Up Comedy or whatever. And he's just talking about it. And already listening to it is making me want to gig again, which is coincidental because I have a gig on Friday at the T-Bird in Finsbury Park, run by Jeff Alderman. And again, a small room, but it can be great because it's Friday. So I did that set a couple of Saturdays ago absolutely took the roof off, right? Then did the same set yesterday and struggled a lot. So I'm going to do the same set again tomorrow. And, you know, depending on what the room's like, try and gauge whether or not it's a good set or whether I got lucky. Do you know what I mean? And this is annoyingly what you have to do in comedy. You have to go, well, that was fucking shit. And then that was fucking brilliant. And usually your material isn't fucking shit and your material isn't fucking brilliant. It's somewhere in between. And the pruning and shaping of the material continues. It's an ongoing task as you learn as well. Do you know what I mean? So, yes, there we go. That's it. I will see you on the next pod.